God of heaven has blessed us once again to be in his presence, to lift up his holy and divine name. The psalmist David put it this way in the 107th division of Psalms, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." If you know God has redeemed you, shout amen.
Amen.
If you know God has freed you, say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We are living in a world who doesn't want to give God praise, but we as the people of God should have nothing but praise. He woke us up this morning, clothed us, placed us in our right mind, and for that we have something to shout about. Grace came by your house early this morning, and mercy allowed you to receive the gift of grace which woke you up. And if that's nothing that you can praise for, I can't help you this morning. But if it is something that you can shout about because you understand God's grace and mercy, then I believe this morning we're going to have a hallelujah good time. We've been dealing and working with the text out of Luke chapter 4, verse 18. We've been talking about the Spirit of God. We've been talking about this Spirit that has been upon Jesus as he proclaims the Spirit was upon him. And I want to continue on with that this morning and give you a word from the Lord, a word from his written word that I believe will set your soul on fire. If you just would surrender your will to his will, you'll have a better life. And I'm not talking about a better life with external things. I'm talking about a better life with internal things. You'll learn to be happy with what you got. You'll learn to be content with the things you possess. And even if God don't give you nothing else, you just learn to be thankful for salvation within itself. Because had not it been for God's grace and mercy, we'd be men, as Paul would say, most miserable. We wouldn't know how to walk. We wouldn't know how to talk. We wouldn't know how to behave. We wouldn't know how to smile. We wouldn't know how to shout. We wouldn't know how to praise. But because of the goodness of God, because him stopping by your life and allowing you to be forgiven of your sins, you have something you can shout about this morning. I'm just trying to get you up and get you ready for the word this morning. Some of us, unfortunately, have been in bondage for so long that we don't know what it's like to be free. And some of us have been freed for so long and we've adopted the freedom mentality that we have again enslaved ourselves. And I want to help you to see this morning that when God drops by your house and he sets you free, you will be free indeed. The Spirit will do nothing but bear witness of who he is in your life, and your spirit with his spirit will put a smile on your face. Amen. Some of y'all need to smile this morning. God's been good to you. Amen. If he's been good to you, tell your neighbor, "Neighbor, he's been good to me." I just need y'all to take a minute here. I can't give you what the Lord has given me until I know you're ready for it. Amen. This sermon here is for folk who understand what God has done for them in their lives. This is the kind of stuff that animates, if you would, the life of Christ inside of you because you let the Spirit have full course in your life. You ought to wake up every day, is what I'm saying, with a smile on your face. What they call Blue Monday ought to be Glorious Monday. It ought to be a day in which you know God woke you up, and so you're going to live your life in total surrenderance to who he is. We've been talking about this Spirit, and this Spirit does some things in your life when you let it have full course. Well, first thing it does is it confronts you. It talks to you, and it lets you know that it's there. And it lets you know where you're at and where it wants you to be. And then it'll convict you. It'll move in your life in such a way that things that you know ain't wholesome and good, you have no option. You got to get rid of them. And then it'll console you. It'll let you know that I'm here for a lifetime. We're going to make it. You just trust me and let me do the driving. Sit on the, amen, in the passenger seat and let me do what God has intended for me to do in your life. Amen. Some of y'all thought you drove this morning, but if you're working with the Lord, you ought to let yourself know the Spirit drove you here this morning. Amen. It's the thing that woke you up and has pushed you and catapulted you to be in his presence to worship him this morning. In Luke chapter 4, verse number 16, I want you just to see real quickly as I read it one more time and we'll get into the word this morning. And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And when he had closed the book, and gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. We found in Luke chapter 3, we saw Jesus baptized at the Jordan River. The heavens open and the Spirit descends upon him in the form of a dove. Then the voice of God proclaims, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Talk about a radical baptism, amen. But take note of this fact, that after a high time comes a hard time. I'll say that again. I want you to take note of the fact that after a high time comes a hard time. Notice the opening of Luke chapter 4. Jesus was led, or literally driven, by the Spirit into the wilderness where Satan would tempt him. One might ask, well, why? Why was the Spirit trying to do him in or something? Well, I believe the Spirit led him into the place of temptation, not to do him in, but to show him off. I'll let that just kind of marinate in your mind for just a moment. Well, everybody likes the high times, but don't nobody like the hard times. But I guarantee you, when you hang in there with the Spirit of the Lord in the hard times, there's going to be some more high times. Every bump is a boost. Everything that you go through, everything that you experience, is designed to draw you closer unto him. I want you to think of it this way. If you were to show some interest in a Jeep, the salesman at the dealership would tell you to take it for a drive into the mountains or the dunes in order to show you its power and its durability. So too, the Spirit was able to show off the power. It was able to show off the ability, the holiness, and tenacity of Jesus Christ himself. How do you know? Because when it came time for the physical to kick in, spiritual overrode. And when Satan threw out him, if you the Son of Man, command these stones to become bread, the Spirit said, I got this, Jesus. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. I'm just trying to help somebody this morning. Sometimes you got to move yourself out the way and let him lead you in the way. On your best day, you can't walk right. On your best day, you can't talk right. But with the Spirit of God inside of you, you can walk right every day. You can talk right every moment of the day. You always got something good to say, because that's all the Spirit has to tell you. Amen. And when you're listening to what you're told, I have a tendency to believe things work themselves out. The same is true, I believe, for you and I. Why does the Lord allow hardship in our life? Well, he's out to show his strength in your life so that the devil might be defeated once again. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. When Jesus had arrived into Nazareth, he entered into the synagogue as was his custom. The Bible says there was delivered him the book of the prophet Isaiah. It amazes me that they would deliver the prophet Isaiah to Jesus, and only to be delivered by the one of whom the prophet spoke. Say amen when you can. See, the religious leaders and the people had allowed the law to set barriers which created boundaries which ultimately led them into bondage. Amen. Has any of you out there this morning been in bondage before? Has anyone ever had some barriers in your life that set up some boundaries? Life will pull and push you, but thanks be to God for Jesus. Thanks be to God for the man who is from Galilee, who has calmed the waters and stilled the seas and the storms and the winds that blew. He told them to hush up, shut up, and let my folk do what I've intended for them to do. Someone ought to just say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Jesus. I know what you want to do. I know how you want to react. Some of your spirits this morning ain't going to let you react to the word like it's intended for you to react. Some of y'all going to sit there stale and stoic and not move. But let me tell you something. When the Spirit of God gets inside of you, when you know what the Lord has done for you, you just can't help yourself. Jeremiah said, it's like a fire shut up in my bone. I was weary at first because folk is looking at me. Folk is talking about me. I don't look like they look. I ain't clapping like they clap. Matter of fact, I'm the only one clapping. They tapping their big toe, hating on me because I'm clapping my big hand. Amen. But he said, I just couldn't help myself. It was like a fire shut up in my bone. I had to talk about what he's done for me. I got any folk in here who ever just been through some stuff? Know what it's like to be in bondage. Know what it's like to have boundaries and barriers in your life. I want to set you free this morning. I want to give you what Jesus gave them in Luke chapter 4. And here's the title of the sermon, Breaking News. We interrupt this program to bring you a special announcement. Are you with me this morning? We interrupt this program, we interrupt this church service to give you a special announcement this morning. Jesus is here and so is the Spirit. Amen. Some of y'all waiting for the Spirit and don't even know He's already here. Say amen when you can. As believers, we got to stop settling for less than what God has intended for us to have. You got to stop setting barriers and boundaries in your life and let Jesus do what He said He's going to do. What's the point of singing Jesus is going to fix it if you don't expect Him to fix it? Amen. And what good is asking Him to fix it and then trying to tell Him how to fix it? That don't make sense to me. You're going to go to somebody because you need some fixing and then going to tell Him how to fix you. You sound crazy. We ought to 5150 you and put you in one of these rooms back here. In our text this morning, Jesus proclaims the Spirit of the Lord to be upon Him and anointing Him the task to set people free. Free from the barriers in their life. Free from the boundaries in their life. And free from the bondage that they are in. Is there anyone here this morning who needs to be set free? Is there anyone here this morning who's ready to be set free? I submit to you again this morning that there's some break. Excuse me. We've just gotten word that everything's going to be all right. Are you listening to me? Somewhere down the line, you just got to learn to trust Jesus, people. You got to learn to allow His Spirit to do what it's intended to do inside of your life. I don't know about you. I'll be having some hellish days. Amen. I talk to real people. Some days, you know, they just all jacked up. And then other folk want to come along and jack up my day worse than it already is. Amen. And they claim it's in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Uh-huh. I need somebody who's going to sustain me, maintain me, and help me to get to where He wants me to be. I can't do this by myself, Hawthorne. I'll tell you again, Hawthorne, stand number 2. He can't do this by himself. I need Jesus, and I sure enough need the Spirit. Because if I ain't got the Spirit and I ain't got Jesus, you ain't going to have me. Amen. You're going to roll up on me expecting to get Stan in the Spirit, and you're going to get Stan some other way. Are you listening to me? But Jesus said there's some breaking news here. I want you to know the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me here to free you, to give you the things that you need in order that you may be like I want you to be. Luke chapter 4, I want you to run there. That's our text. But I want to look and back up from verse 16 to around about verse number 14. As I was sitting there, and I'm sure this probably, you know, is not new to y'all, but, you know, it kind of illuminated my mind. The Bible says in verse number 14 of Luke 4, and Jesus what?
Jesus returned.
He did what?
He returned.
When?
In the power of the Spirit.
He returned. And then what? In the power of the Spirit.
Yes.
Are you listening to me? I just told you a moment ago, after there's a high time, there's a hard time.
Uh-huh.
Jesus leaves after having been blessed by the Holy Spirit. The wonderful heavens being opened and it's descending as a dove, filled with the Spirit, turns around. And then in the beginning of chapter 4, He's led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. And after He got done going through what He had to go through, the Bible said He returned.
In the power of the Spirit.
Are you listening to me? I don't know how many of that has clicked for y'all. I don't know how many of y'all have seen that before. This is my first time seeing it. I'm starting to slow down on my scriptures.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. I'm starting to hang out with the Word a little bit more. What He's saying here is you can't do it by yourself. Now, if Jesus shows us that we need the Spirit and He allowed the Spirit to help Him along His way, what makes us think that we can do it without the Spirit? I got some breaking news. Again, we interrupt this program to bring you a special announcement. Without Jesus, without His Spirit, you ain't gonna make it. Amen. You might just need to look at your neighbor. Neighbor, we need the Spirit. And tell your other neighbor, neighbor, we need the Spirit. Now, it's always easy to tell somebody else some information. It's always easier to give somebody else some advice. But I need you to tell yourself, self, we need the Spirit. Amen. And that's all of you in there. We all inside of you. Amen. We need the Spirit. But it's interesting to me because the Bible said He returned in the power of the Spirit. And when He got there, they handed Him the book, the prophet Isaiah, to read. And they didn't understand that he was the one whom which the prophet spoke about. That's why I want to kind of hang out this morning. When Jesus says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he said, I'm here to set you free from the stuff that's been shackling you down. See, it's interesting because they put so much energy, should I say, on the law. They got so engrossed in the Bible that they didn't really take heed to the Savior of the Bible. Are you listening to me? It was so much about dotting the I's and crossing the T's that they forgot about the grace and mercy that was going to come. Yeah, yeah. Amen. They didn't even see Jesus coming. So when Jesus rode up in there on a donkey, y'all quiet, that's all right. Amen. Just like you here this morning and you missing this word, you rode up in here and you're missing it because the Spirit ain't there. They forgot about him coming to save them. It was so about the law. It was all everything about the law that Jesus had to rebuke them on a certain occasion. He said, you hypocrites, where did Isaiah prophesy about you? You draw near unto me with your mouth. You honor me with your lips, but your heart. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. You can only be set free when you give him your heart and give him your hand and give him your life. Let him rule and let him have his way with you. Otherwise, you're going to miss him. Jesus is loving. Jesus is kind. Jesus is merciful. Jesus is consoling. Jesus has grace. He gives you a whole bunch of long suffering. Then what is our problem? We ain't got Jesus. Y'all quiet. This is the rough part of the sermon, but I'm trying to help you here. If you're going to accept this breaking news, which most time when it comes on TV, we accept it. Hey, can I hang there for just a moment? Breaking news comes on. It's a bunch of negative information, and we're sitting there glued. Ooh. Wow. Oh, man. That's sad. My goodness. I'm praying for them. Well, are you? Because when Jesus shows up at church, when the Spirit gets to moving, you get quiet on him. You don't want to talk about him. Hey, y'all quiet. Amen. That's why when it comes time and the preacher up here hollering and sweating and going on, you do just like they did Jesus. He said what? And all eyes be fixed on him. Mm-hmm. Ain't got nothing to respond. Ain't got nothing to say. You're just looking at him funny. Trying to help you, Pastor. When the Spirit is at work, when he's moving inside of you, you just can't help yourself. And I love the Lord because the Lord said, I'm here to break down some stuff. Here's my three thoughts this morning. The first thing the Spirit does, the first thing Jesus does in the Spirit is he breaks down barriers. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Secondly, he breaks down boundaries. Yeah. And then thirdly, he breaks down bondage. Yeah. Any of y'all struggling right now? Yeah. I'm trying to set some folk free this morning. And even if it don't set you free, I know it's going to set me free. Yeah. Amen. And I read somewhere whom the Son of Man sets free. He's free indeed. You want to know why I'm hollering and preaching and shouting like I am? Because it don't matter what everybody else say. Amen. I done heard what he said. He said, I heard you. I've come that you might have life and have life more abundantly. The thief don't come except to steal, kill, and destroy. And some of y'all, unfortunately, bless your little hearts. He done stole your joy. He killing off your spirit. And he about to destroy your soul. Simply because you ain't heard the breaking news. Simply because you ain't embraced what Jesus has to say about you and your life. Anybody going to heaven up in here? I'm just trying to shout a little bit. Amen. We can make this like a quick Bible class and I'll sit down. I promise. I just want to help somebody this morning. I'm at a point here at 33 years old where I'm tired of the junk. Amen. They say, well, you reached that at an older age. Well, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. At this particular moment, I'm tired of the drama. Do what you do. But I'm going to do what he wants me to do. Are you listening to me? I know you ought to get a foot in your... But because he's given me mercy, I'm sure enough going to give you some mercy. I'm just going to do what he asked me to do. But see, that's what happens when he comes in and he breaks down the barriers in your life. Look at this. Barriers are limits and restraints that are designed to obstruct progress and limit your movement. And we must, church, be aware of barriers. Whenever you've been anointed for a task, here you go, Pastor. Or whenever you try to move forward in life, expect your enemy to create some barriers. Are you listening to me? When it's time to go forward with God, you're going to find out who's with you and who ain't with you. And you just got to expect some folk not to be with you. I know you want everybody to get it. I know you want everybody to be on board. But not everybody wants the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit tells you what to do. And Lord knows most of us in here don't like to be told what to do. Say amen when you can. If I ask you the question right now, how many in here are adults? Raise your hand. What you gonna do? Well, yeah, y'all thought it was a loaded question. I know. No, no, no. If somebody asks you right now, how many of y'all are adults? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Amen. Amen. Well, that's like half of y'all. I get your other half. You wondering what's going on here. Now, if I asked you who in here are children, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Amen. A few of you got it. Praise the Lord. When you're working with the Lord, when the Spirit's inside of you, you don't tell him what to do. You do what you're told. So that don't make you an adult. That makes you a child. Are you listening to me? Sometimes we create barriers our own self. Amen. Sometimes, you know, when it's time to do God's work and he tells us what to do, we ain't feeling it. So we got something to say about it. Amen. And when it comes time to move forward, you can't because you got an opinion. The Spirit don't need you to tell it what to do. It's been doing what it was told to do long before we got here. Excuse me, long before we were created. Just in case y'all thought you showed up on your own. Amen. It sets up barriers. We got to be careful and be aware of the barriers. But don't hang your hat. Don't hang your hat when you're moving forward on the barriers that the devil's going to set up. Hang your hat that when the barrier and the enemy shows up to create the barrier, that God's going to show up too.
That's right.
That's all right. Y'all should have been shouting right there, but I'm going to give y'all a minute. Amen. I like when the Lord shows up and shows out in my life. I was sitting there reflecting just a moment ago. There were some barriers he tried to set up for me over in Kingman, Arizona. He tried to discourage this young man. He tried to keep me from preaching the gospel. But because I let the Spirit do what it's intended to do, I had my moment. Amen. Amen. I had my moment. Let the truth be told, I was through with you, Church of Christ folk. I'm just going to look this way. Let the truth be told, I was done with your dry singing. I was done with your powerless words. But the Spirit said, son, you remember when you were like that and you used to be there and you didn't understand, you didn't know no better, and amen, someone came along by about 5 foot nothing, talking like a cowboy. Amen. As a matter of fact, I think you were about 12 years old. You had laid out on the front pew, and what do you do that in the Church of Christ for? And he come alongside and say, somebody need to wake that young man up over there. He need to hear what we're talking about. Y'all quiet. If you whistle, I'll point. But here's my point. Here's what I'm saying. The Spirit breaks down barriers. And you can't be concerned about the barrier. You got to be concerned about the breakdown. Go to 1 Chronicles chapter 14. I don't think I'm going to get too far, but we'll get to this sermon in the next 2 points some other day. But let me help you with some stuff. 1 Chronicles chapter 14, round about verse number 4 through 9. It amazes me. You know, the Philistines had heard that King David was to be anointed king. And he was anointed king, and all of a sudden some drama rose up. I tell you, every time you try to move forward, when God blesses you to move, there's always some folk who are going to hate on you. Amen. Some of y'all hating on me right now. Amen. I'm just trying to step where God wants me to step. You may not like the preaching, but don't miss the message. The message is this: the Spirit of the Lord is here to give you a breakthrough. You ain't got to be the way you are all the time. You can be happy at least some of the time. Every now and then you can shout hallelujah. Ain't nobody gonna look at you too bad. Amen. At least not up in here. I like this church. This is my church right here. Amen. And I love when the Lord gets to moving at Hawthorne and y'all get to bumping. We got that Hawthorne bump. Amen. The preacher get to preaching on that good Sunday. When we all in step with the Spirit, all of a sudden it's just hallelujah up in here. You quoting all the scriptures the preacher's quoting. You looking and you laughing. He gets to doing this, you get more excited. Are you listening to me? See, that's what Jesus came to do. He came to break down some barriers. Folk was uncomfortable when he said, today this word has been fulfilled. I'm handling it right now. They was all upset. Amen. And Jesus, again, on one occasion had to remind them. You know, you bind heavy phylacteries around people. You make laws that you yourself can't even keep. Say amen. When you sound like the church to me, you can't clap your hand. Where you find that in the Bible? Amen. Some of y'all going to challenge me. That's fine. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to dismiss you. You know why? You do you, I'm going to do me. Ain't got time for the drama. Amen. Jesus would turn around and say, you hypocrites, you'd compass land and sea and gain one proselyte and make time him the two son of fold of hell itself. As a matter of fact, you like whitewashed tombs. You look good on the outside. The name is out there, but inside you're full of dead men's bones. In other words, I'm here to set you free. You can shout about what God has done for you. Come on, people. I'm talking about quit creating barriers for yourself. Quit shutting your own praise down. Amen. I know sometimes you think that other folk is shutting you down. No, you're shutting yourself down. You know why? You ain't letting the Spirit do what it's intended to do. Look what happened to David when he heard about what was going to go down. When he heard the Philistines was going to rise up on him. Amen. The Bible says in verse 9, the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? And wilt thou deliver them into my hands? And the Lord said unto him, what? Go up, for I will deliver them into thy hand. But look at verse number 11. So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them therefore. Then David said, God hath broken in upon my enemies by my hand, like the breaking forth of waters. Amen. Therefore, they called the name of the place Baal Perazim. The imagery here is a flooding waters breaking through a dam. I wish I had time to deal with that. You ever seen a dam? What does it do? It holds back water. But when there's a mighty, mighty, mighty flood, and that water gets to moving, ain't no dam that can stop when God gets to moving. Are you listening to me? Some of y'all need your water stirred up. Amen. Some of y'all need to stop worrying about what other folk is saying. Break down the dams in your life. Break down them barriers in your life. Let God have his way with you. Oh, y'all ain't got this. Let me give you something. Think about this. A skilled surfer knows when the waves are good for surfing. He knows what equipment he needs in order to properly surf. However, there's one thing a skilled surfer cannot do, no matter how long he's been surfing. He cannot make a wave. Are you listening to me? He can only ride one. He cannot generate the waves. He can only get ready to catch a good one so that he can ride it to shore. Are y'all with me? I'm just trying to shout a little bit this morning. This might be my last sermon, so let me preach it like it's my last. I'm trying to set some folk free. Don't allow the foolishness. Are you listening to me? Don't allow the foolishness to keep the Spirit away. The Spirit can be quenched when you don't let him run. You got a minute? Get for me 2 Timothy 1. I'll be there in a moment. I know I want to run to verse 7, but you start at verse 6, okay? But let me read the rest of this. Breaking through a barrier is the same way as a surfer. I can't, you can't generate a breakthrough. I'll say that again. I can't, you can't generate a breakthrough. You can only write it when God sends you one. A breakthrough is when God generates a wave and sends you in another direction. Amen. And you ride that wave until dry ground, onto higher ground, a higher level of living in your life. Like a breakthrough of water, God wants to send waves in your life. Waves that will smash down walls that you've done built up in front of you. Waves that will break down your doubts and limitations. A breakthrough creates momentum for a new and fresh direction in your life. What about you? What about you? You want them barriers broken down? Let God work. When the Spirit comes, it ain't quiet about it. Are you listening to me? It's like a mighty rushing wind. And for this point, it's like a mighty rushing wave. When you've received the true living water, when you've accepted the Lord as the Savior of your life, He gives you a gift. Amen. When you're baptized, let me go to Church of Christ language. When you're baptized for the remission of your sins, you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to watch what Paul says to Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, the Bible says what?
Therefore, I remind you to stir up.
Hold on. Do any of y'all just need a minder sometimes? Not a reminder, but a minder sometimes. Amen. I'm like Peter, as long as I'm in this tent, this tabernacle, I want to stir up your mind by way of remembrance. I want you to know what the Lord has done for you, people. He says, read.
Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift.
To stir what?
Stir up the gift of God.
That is where?
Which is in you.
By the laying of hands. Now, that's interesting to me. When the last time you done stirred yourself up on the salvation you've received? I'm going to let that just marinate off in there. When you marinating a steak for the grill, you can't do it in an hour. You got to let it resonate for a little while. Truth be told, you pop that joker in the refrigerator and just wait till the next day. So when it comes time to eat it, you can cut it with a fork. Say amen when you can. Sometimes you got to just let some stuff stir up inside of you. You might have the foot, but I think I'm going to start doing the hand. Stir up the gift, Paul said, that's in you. I know it's there. Matter of fact, when you look back, it was there with your mother and your grandmother, Lois and Eunice. And I'm for certain it's got to be in you.
Awesome.
Amen. Some stuff's just in me. Yeah. Preaching's one of them. Yeah. I didn't want to do it, Deja. I seen how folks treated my daddy. I seen what happened. You go in to preach one Sunday and there's your last check on Sunday Eve. I seen that before. And I didn't want to do this. I wasn't ready to preach to folk who didn't want to hear it. Y'all quiet. But when it's from childhood, like Paul told Timothy, you know the Holy Scriptures which are able to make you wise. It's no longer about the people. It's about the Spirit working in your life. Amen. Some of y'all got barriers because of other folk. Man, stop letting them set up roadblocks in front of you. Amen. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the light. Let God lead you. Forget everybody else. They ain't got a heaven or hell to send you to anyway. What they going to do? Well, you going to hell. Well, I'll see you there. Are you listening to me? Because with that kind of attitude, I know for certain the Spirit of God ain't in there. Because He said, I'll have mercy on whom I have mercy on. I'll do as I will. Why? The world is mine. Quiet. And the fullness thereof. Now, I'm not promoting be rebellious. That's what I'm not doing. But I am saying this. Don't allow the barriers to take you away from God. Amen. Don't set up barriers where the Spirit can't work inside of you. I got to quit, but keep reading. It gets better. God has not given us, verse 7, a spirit of fear.
But of power.
But of what?
But of power.
And of what?
And of love.
And of what?
And of a sound mind.
Folk who are thinking right think like the Spirit thinks. Sometimes you just got to hush when you want to say something. Y'all quiet.
Amen.
Amen. The Spirit will lead, and then sometimes the Spirit will forbid. He'll tell you hush when you want to say something. Amen. Y'all quiet. Y'all ever had somebody you just needed to give them a piece of your mind? Amen. I just got to get this off my heart. I know the terminology. Sometimes you just need to hush. Because what you don't understand is you setting up barriers in your life. Amen. You let some negative in, guess what's going to hang out? Negative. Amen. And all of that negative to spit at somebody, getting all crazy and giving them a piece of your mind, one simple moment of self-gratification for eternal damnation. That makes no sense to me. So instead, let the Spirit lead you. It produces a sound mind. It has some love in it. Amen. And it ain't scared. Just because I'm quiet, that don't mean you got me. I got to quit, but Luke, can I borrow you for a minute? I need you, Luke. Luke Skywalker. I need you real quick. We set up barriers sometimes. And we don't understand that them barriers lead to boundaries. I got to quit, but I just got to make this illustration real quick. I like you, Luke. Love you, man. It's good to see you. All right? All right. Good, good, good. Yeah, I know. It wasn't going around your neck, I promise. All right. Now, I want you to see something here. You do a lot of stuff to yourself. If you buck against God, expect to be stuck. Are you listening to me? I know we love to run Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Breaking news, people. Through Christ who strengthens you. Jesus ain't here no more, but he left us a comforter. That Spirit will lead you and guide you and move you in directions that you didn't plan on going, but you're glad you went. Amen. Now, Luke, you got this rope around you, all right? And this is going to represent boundaries. Go anywhere you want to go, Luke. Go to that door if you want to. Where you going, Luke? Where you going, Luke? You ever had something like that that held you back?
Yeah.
It was just a simple barrier. Go to that door, Luke. And you just knew you was on your way. You knew that was the way to... Wait a minute, Luke. Wait a minute, Luke. Amen. Now I'm going to represent evil right now. Is that okay? Can I make this analogy? What do you usually do when evil shows up? Try to get away. You can run.
Run.
Wait a minute. Wait. Where you going? Where you going? Wait a minute, Luke. Hey, hold on. Remember the other day you was lying and cussing and going on? I ain't going with it. See this barrier? And this barrier that now done created some boundaries. See your brother over there? He always gets the new stuff first. You get the hand-me-down. Now, you know that's wrong. You know that's evil. I know your daddy. I know he taught you better. Run. Wait a minute, Luke. Where you going? I got one more thing to tell you. Let Jesus set you free. You don't have to be. Thank you, Luke. You don't have to be shackled. Just because it's holding you doesn't mean you have to let it hold you. You ever had that moment where someone was like, come here, man, get off me. I got to quit, church. I got to quit. Now, I want you to think about something. I quoted, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But I also remember Paul saying in the book of Philippians that let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Look at this. Who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, made himself of no reputation, took the form of a bondservant, and came in the likeness of man. And being found in the fashion as a man, Paul said he humbled himself and became obedient, even to death on the cross. He could have created barriers, which would have hindered him by setting up boundaries. But he broke through the barriers. One occasion, John records that Jesus said, my time has come, and what shall I say? Lord, save me. But wait a minute. Jesus said, for this reason, I have come to this moment. The Spirit of God, Jesus, when he comes around, he breaks down barriers. He breaks down boundaries. And lastly, he breaks down bondage. I'm through. Are you here this morning? Are you here? Does the devil have a hold of you more than the Spirit of God does? It's only going to be one of them. Either you with the devil or you with the Lord. I know this is the kind of preaching don't nobody want to hear. We like the hallelujah stuff. We like to shout. But at the end of the day, either you're with God or you're not. And I want to give, again, just some breaking news. You don't have to be where the devil tells you to be. I used to say it all the time. Every now and then I still do. I'm a grown man.
Amen.
I'm 7 times 3 and some.
Yeah.
Times I tell her, man, I'm grown. Amen. And you probably hear, well, since you're grown, don't bring your van back on, you know. But it's amazing how I can stand up humanly. But when it comes to divinity, when it comes to trying to be divine, I buckle. Can I share something real quick as I close? 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. His divine power, Peter says, has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness, to the knowledge of him who's called us by glory and virtue. And then he goes, we're of a divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You know what Peter is saying? Divinity, it literally breaks through and tells humanity what to do. Did you catch that? When the Spirit is at work in you, I don't care what the roadblock looked like. Amen. You got some force behind you. I'm sorry, inside of you, that will break down what's standing in your way. So maybe you're here this morning. Maybe there's some stuff in your way. It doesn't matter if you put it there or somebody else. Break through this morning. Breaking news as I close. We interrupt this program to bring you a special announcement. All who follow Jesus will make heaven their home.
Amen.
You'll make it. You are going to make it. I know what everything else looks like. But you're going to make it. Let the Spirit lead you and let it guide you. If you're here and not a believer, come by faith. Repent and accept him to be the Savior and let him work through you. We're baptized in water for the remission of your sins. He'll add you to the body, which is the church, and you can leave out of here shouting this morning because you've been given some news, some good news. The same news I received, that Herod couldn't harm him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. That's why we say to him be glory forever and ever and ever. Amen. Well, I have a Savior. He breaks through everything. He's breaking through it then, and he's still breaking through stuff now. Maybe you're here and you're a believer. I think sometimes we need to plead with you guys a little more. Because sometimes the devil has us fooled thinking we're okay. But let me tell you, if you don't like your brother, you don't like your sister, you got odds at one another, amen. That ain't the Spirit. It's a spirit, but it's not the Spirit. And you think you're okay when you sit there and you don't repent. You know what's happening? You're setting up barriers. And they're going to be your boundaries. Well, I just can't talk to her. Well, why not? Well, back in 19. Really? You see what you've done? You're just like Luke on the rope. You're looking ahead. That's what you know you need to do. That's what you want to do. But you just can't bring yourself to do it. Cut your boundaries. Let the Lord break down your barriers so it doesn't keep you in bondage. Amen. Some of us hold grudges and are mean and mad at folks. Let me tell you something. I heard a brother say it like this. Holding a grudge and being mean and upset is like you drinking the poison and waiting on the other person to die. Y'all quiet. Amen. It's crazy. Then I heard another preacher, I think it was Elgin Prewitt. He said forgiveness is to set a prisoner free And you know who that prisoner is? It's you. Do you want to be free this morning? Are you ready to let the Lord break down the barriers and the boundaries? I hope so, because if not, you'll stay in bondage. And trust me, that's not any place you want to be. You wake up mad, go through the day mad. Amen. Your madness turns into physical ailments. You got bad breath now. Your hair ain't half combed. Amen. Amen. I'm serious, people. Now all of a sudden you got ulcers. Amen. You're always sick to your stomach. Always got a headache. I got to quit, but I'm trying to help you. Stay away from bondage. It blows me away. Israel got out of bondage. And as soon as they got out and they saw some stuff coming their way, first thing they're crying out, oh, we should have stayed in Egypt. At least there we had onions. If you need to respond to God's call, please do so as together we stand and